Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
defile and mingle with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered this way, that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Are those 18 who were killed in the Tower of Siloam fell on them? Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for the fruit on it and found none. So he said to his gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I still find none. Cut it down. Why should we waste the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Gospel of the Lord.
Who's the rector of the little church right near there, posted on Facebook,
can be afraid of when you face the judge. So Max and I were waiting outside of his piano room, and there was this little old Chinese lady with a clipboard who didn't speak very good English, so she kept getting my name wrong. We finally explained to her who we were, and then we waited, and Max was really nervous. And finally, the door opens, and the judge walks out into the hallway. He surprised me. He was this little, jolly, roly-poly guy. He had this huge smile on his face. He was almost already laughing when he walked out. He said, "Hi, little man. Are you going to show me some of your stuff?" And Max said, "Yes, sir." He put his arm around Max and brought him in to the room. When the door closed, I asked the Chinese lady, "Can I just sit at the door?" She didn't answer me. She just gave me a hairy eyeball.
Thank you. God, you are always true to us in love, and we ask your forgiveness for our faithlessness to you and to one another, for our forgetting the poor and the broken, for our failure to share creation. Give us life, O God, to change, and enable us to change, that we may live. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the sick and the suffering, Lord Christ. I invite you to speak the names of those in need. Be with the lonely and with those who mourn. We remember especially Mike Stoner. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Bring peace to the world, O Christ, for only you can bring reconciliation between nations and peoples. We pray especially for the Middle East and Nigeria. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the leaders of this nation in the ways of justice and peace. Help us all to listen to one another with open minds and hearts, to communicate, to articulate, and to learn from one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Keep us faithful, O Christ, in this season of Lent, that we may be enriched by the practices and disciplines that we have adopted during these 40 days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, our heavenly Father,
you have called us in disguise.
Thank you.
when some